Good morning, ICANN 61, March 13th, GAC PSWG meeting.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for joining us here in this cavernous hall instead of staying outside in the Caribbean sunshine after the wonderful gala yesterday evening. We very much appreciate your dedication to the Public Safety Working Group. So this is the official meeting of the Governmental Advisory Committee's Public Safety Working Group. My name is Katrin Bauer-Bulls. I'm one of the now again two co-chairs of this working group, and I'm here with my co-chair Laureen Capon. Now we have two main points on the agenda this morning. We will be talking about the Public Safety Working Group's work plan and then about the work of OCTO and the DAR tool in particular. And we're going to start off with the work plan in just a minute, but first I'll give the rest of the Public Safety Working Group people on the stage here a chance to say good morning to you as well.
Morning, folks. I'm Laureen Capon. I'm with the United States Federal Trade Commission, focusing on consumer protection. And I'm also very appreciative of folks joining us for the first session of the day. And although we have this morning session from 8:30 to 9:30, you'll also be hearing from us. This falls into the, but wait, there's more. After this session, we're actually going to be switching topics and focusing on the WHOIS system and the GDPR. So you get a big dose of us this morning, and hopefully it will be at least pleasant tasting and interesting.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Iranga Kahangam. I'm with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington, D.C. Just wanted to say thanks again for attending. In terms of topic, I've been working on some of the DNS abuse issues, which relates to the latter half of our session related to DAR, where we have some of the OCTO folks here to present. And I welcome you all to take a look at the slides and the presentation for that and think about ways that we can support either through policy or recommendations or other active input to the DAR initiative, because it is something that we've followed and tracked and think would be very beneficial for the security of the internet community. So I look forward to chatting with you a little bit more, and I think I'll be chatting more as we go through the work plan. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Iranga and Laureen. So we're going to launch right...
Just have people raise their hands who are in the Public Safety Working Group.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that would be, yeah. So Laureen just made a very good suggestion, which is for those of you who are members of the Public Safety Working Group, to just stick up your hand so that people, because I think we also have a lot of people in the audience who have an interest in our work and who might be interested in chatting to one of us also as the day continues. So could I ask the members of the Public Safety Working Group just briefly stick up their hands so everybody can see where they are?
So these are the folks. If you have questions, it's not just us on stage. We have lots of members, and they're all happy to chat and answer questions.
So what we would propose to do now, you know from Sunday's session that we're about to adopt the Public Safety Working Group work plan for the upcoming time period. We've been over it at a high level on Sunday, and we want to take a chance now, the opportunity now, to walk you through it just once more and see whether there are any final comments on this before it gets adopted in the GAC communique at the end of this this meeting. So the first strategic goal revolves around DNS abuse mitigation, and for this, Iranga, as the topic lead, will walk us through the different points of the work program.
Thanks, Fabian, do you mind? So like I mentioned before, this is one of our main work plans, and it's the goal is to kind of put ICANN in a better position to better address DNS abuse. I think there are a number of communities that have identified this as being a high priority. There have been a number of reports that the CCT team has put in and others, and we like to just continue momentum towards that. So to that end, I think one of the biggest programs, if you scroll to the right a little bit, as I mentioned, the Domain Abuse Activity Reporting Project, which you'll hear about later, is a big work plan item for us. And then for those interested, there's also the GTLD Marketplace Health Index and the Identifier Technology Health Index, which are two separate programs, but these are all kind of surrounding ICANN's Open Data Initiative, which is attempting to put more data, more numbers behind some of the abuse and some of the health at a micro and a macro level, so that we're in a better position to report on that abuse. So I think, skipping down a couple of bullets there, I think all that to say, no, you can leave it, we're kind of driving that towards creating principles, generic kind of baseline understanding mechanisms that we think should be mutually accepted by all parts of the community and that we can agree upon and submit once we agree upon them as a group. And then in terms of new work, I think one other community that we haven't tapped into fully yet is the SSAC. And we've heard that they are doing a number of initiatives that are interesting, and we would like to engage more formally with them. So I think for this meeting, there's a session 3:15 p.m. tomorrow, which is the SSAC open meeting, which they've mentioned, and anyone and everyone is welcome to come. And so I think it may be interesting to attend that meeting and see some of the security items that they're working on. I know they've mentioned that they're interested in registration services, and the technical aspects behind that would work, which is obviously very interesting given some of the GDPR considerations. And so I think that there are a number of security-oriented folks on there. And so in terms of outreach, we're going to try to more formally establish a relationship with them so that we have a better feedback mechanism. So that's kind of the main overview of what we're trying to achieve there. I welcome anyone who has ideas. We're obviously very open. There are lots of security issues with the internet and the DNS, so we have limited bandwidth now, but I think we're doing well for what we're doing, and we'll be sure to update you as items kind of break. I think for this meeting, it's been a little bit on the back burner just because the GDPR issues,